You may wonder, since I'm in Detroit at WDET here, why we would be talking about the Kentucky Derby. Well, that's because when I think about the Kentucky Derby, I don't think about horses. I think about hats. The Kentucky Derby is like the Olympic event of hats, and it's actually one of the few occasions where you really are required to wear a chapeau. So for anyone that's looking for the perfect derby hat, we have invited Luke Song to WDET studios this morning. He's the owner of Detroit's Mr. Song Millinery, and probably best known for designing the hat Aretha Franklin wore when she sang at President Obama's inauguration. Luke Song is headed to the Run for the Roses this weekend, and you can see some of his hats on my head in a slideshow at thetakeaway.org. But Luke, you actually started in biochemistry, so how do you get from biochemistry to hats?
Well, it's not a really difficult transition now that I've gone through it.
Well, definitely if you're going to design a hat for someone's head, you have to be able to imagine three-dimensional models in your head, right?
Yeah, of course. Like turning those models for calculus and, you know, it all helped. I don't regret one day that I went through that process.
Okay, when somebody walks into your store and says, give me a hat that will look good on me, what do you look at? What are you trying to determine? Is it their head shape? What is it?
Well, head shape, I can compensate. It's basically how tall they are, what their personality is. I'm trying to, in the short period of time that I talk to the person, trying to gather their personality, which is hugely important for a hat. And, you know, height is important. Their stature is important. But I know a lady who's 5 foot tall, maybe less, but her personality seems like she's 6'7", and she wears the biggest, widest hats. And
so she can get away with it.
Yeah, and she's 80 years old.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, explain to me. I mean, I'm looking at these beautiful hats you've gone with you. Let's talk about this incredibly beautiful pink hat, which I think is gorgeous. Number one, where would I wear that, and how do I get away with it?
That pink hat is like a gauzy material we call the cinema. I really made that one for the Kentucky Derby. And I've spoke to many people who have come to me for the Derby hat because they're going down. And a lot of people have never worn a hat and they feel very self-conscious for wearing one. But I just tell them, look, you're in a different environment here. But once you get down to the Kentucky Derby, you'll be among thousands and thousands of people with hats.
Okay, so you have hats on display at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has your Aretha Franklin hat, or a copy of it. Hat making kind of, I mean, now in Detroit, I know there's a long history of hat wearing, and people still wear hats, even on a daily basis.
Yes.
But tell me a little bit about the culture of wearing hats. Is there specific cultures that are more attached to it?
Specific groups, definitely African Americans, churchgoers. They're one of the largest hat wearing cultures. There's the Jewish Orthodox. There's tea ladies, which have become hugely popular recently. And I think that's one of the events where people join, like a group, just to wear hats.
Oh, they've made an event to give an excuse to wear hats. So tell me, if you were going to design a hat for one person, who's the person you want to style for?
Well, there's many, but it's like right now, it's like there's a Michelle Obama. Everybody wants me to make a hat for Michelle Obama and Lady Gaga.
Well, that's a big difference between those two styles.
Yes, it's like the two ends of the spectrum.
You definitely would not wear the same hat. Hat for every occasion. Luke Song is owner of Mr. Song Millinery in Detroit. You can see a slideshow of me wearing some of his truly gorgeous hats on our website. That's at thetakeaway.org.